A Christian wedding ceremony should include blessing. Blessing is more than a nice closing thought. Blessing is not merely wishing the bride and groom well. Blessing is the minister's prayerful act of speaking God-centered hope, scripture-shaped formation, and covenant encouragement over the marriage. In a Christian ceremony, the officiant does not bless the couple as if the officiant has power in himself or herself. The officiant blesses as a servant of Christ under Scripture, asking God to guide, strengthen, forgive, protect, and form the bride and groom in covenant love. This is important because modern wedding ceremonies often end with emotion, but not formation. Everyone smiles, the couple kisses, the music begins, the guests cheer. That is wonderful. Joy belongs at weddings. But before the final celebration, the Christian officiant should help the bride and groom remember that they are not stepping into marriage alone. They need the Lord. They need grace. They need scripture. They need prayer. They need Christian community. They need forgiveness and daily surrender. A blessing can be brief and powerful. For example, may the Lord bless your marriage with faithfulness in ordinary days, courage in difficult days, tenderness in tired days, forgiveness in wounded days, joy in fruitful days, and Christ at the center of every day. That blessing is personal, but not sentimental. It is warm, but not vague. It points the couple beyond the wedding moment into marriage formation. A blessing may draw from Scripture. Colossians 3 gives beautiful language. Compassion, kindness, humility, patience, forgiveness, peace, and gratitude. 1 Corinthians 13 reminds us that love is patient, kind, humble, truthful, and enduring. Ephesians 5 calls husband and wife into a marriage shaped by Christ-like love and reverent faithfulness. The officiant can bless the bride as an organic female image bearer before God, not by reducing her to stereotypes, but by honoring her dignity, wisdom, strength, beauty, peace, and calling under Christ. The officiant can bless the groom as an organic male image bearer before God, not by encouraging domination or harshness, but by calling him to Christ-like husbandhood, tenderness, sacrifice, protection without control, and faithfulness without pride. A blessing may say, "Bride, may the Lord strengthen you as a woman of wisdom, dignity, faith, beauty, and peace. Groom, may the Lord strengthen you as a man of courage, tenderness, humility, faithfulness, and Christ-like love. Together, may you build a home where grace is practiced, truth is spoken, forgiveness is offered, and Christ is honored." That language keeps organic male and organic female design under Christ, not under cultural stereotypes. For the one wedding officiant, prepare the blessing ahead of time. Do not improvise if you are nervous. For the ordained wedding officiant, build several scripture-shaped blessing forms that can be adapted to different couples. For the church staff minister, connect the blessing to the church's worship, doctrine, and pastoral care. For the chaplain, blessing may be especially meaningful in urgent or tender settings. In a hospice room, hospital chapel, deployment ceremony, or elder care facility, a short blessing can carry deep spiritual weight. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, blessing can connect the ceremony to future growth, marriage mentoring, Christian marriage growth, church connection, pastoral care, or coaching. The blessing reminds the bride and groom that the wedding is not the completion of the story. It is the public beginning of covenant formation. The ceremony may end in celebration, but the marriage begins in dependence on God.